When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I just got an email that says,
I think it's all of them.
JD, get over yourself, and that was it.
JD, get over
yourself.
Well,
let's start there.
And I responded, yes, ma'am, and signed my name. Because every once in a while, I'm feeling salty.
Salty.
Yeah.
And they responded to that.
What did she say?
So she says, the subject line is just, JD, get over yourself. What's in the email? Nothing.
Oh, that was just a little tip.
Just a little subject line, get over yourself, sent.
Well, she just sent you a little hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah, okay.
To get your, pique your interest.
So then I was like, all right. Yes, ma'am.
Please tell me you put yes, ma'am in the subject line.
No, I just responded.
Dead God.
And then she responded to that.
What'd she say?
I love the podcast. It has helped me through some hard times with all this bad stuff that happened. But listening to the duck call has helped me in ways I couldn't even describe. My favorite aside, and love that you all share the word of our Lord and Savior. So thanks a million.
Hey.
What a 180.
Well, that's crazy.
Hey.
I can either get over myself or you can love me, lady, but you can't do both.
Nah.
Pick a side. Hate
John,
me or love
John
me.
John David, you know you're falling for it, you know?
Oh, she got me.
She got you.
You got
she
baited.
Got you. Well, you win, lady.
You got baited.
Yeah, she definitely wins that. You got to stop replying to those.
You know how Hunter knows that? That's the technique he uses on ladies. You need to get over yourself. I'm so sorry,
it's
Hunter. Well, hey, what you doing for dinner tomorrow night?
It's reverse psychology. That's what it is.
There was another one I sent to Martin the other day. Martin, you remember that? It was a YouTube comment.
You
were scared to look at the comments of that episode, which is normally just the case every time.
For you, not me.
No, for you.
Oh, I don't really.
And so I said, here, I'll go in. And you were scared of, I don't even remember what you said, but you're like,
I remember.
People aren't going to like this one.
Oh, he remembers.
Okay, but anyway, I was like, oh, yeah, Martin's going to get the
Yeah, you was going to get the, you're going to get to gloat a little bit.
And old Patrick comes in swiftly. John David is a very sheltered, female-raised boy spoiled by mama. And then, John David, you seem like a great guy. Pick a side, man. But wish Pops would have taken you under his wing earlier? What does that mean?
What's that boy's name?
That's old Pat.
No,
old
Pat.
Patty.
Patty, you better watch it, boy.
Oh.
Hey, ooh.
Don't mention mama.
Oh.
You don't want to fool with mama.
No,
mama
he was,
hurt you.
Yeah.
And mama's boy will hurt you, too.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why he said that. My dad leads the anger group on Friday nights if you're mad about something. And so I'm angry people don't scare me because my dad leads the group. So anyway, what have you guys been up to?
Oh.
I don't get mad people.
That's Professor Dave.
Oh, yeah.
He's leading the anger group, boys.
But you know what? For somebody that leads the anger group, he's never typed anything out and said, meh.
No.
Meh. That's what every time I read y'all's stuff that is like that, all I hear is, meh.
I laugh.
Well, when you get negative comments, that means you're doing something right.
Amen. And we're doing something right. We're gonna
controversy is a good thing, boys.
We're going to win a Clove Award.
That's it.
Do you think we'll be nominated?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Beth, do you think we'll be nominated? Beth is shaking her head.
No.
But do they not have a leisure podcast? Because we're definitely the most best out of that.
No, we're out, man. Sadie's was kind of on the nose to win that one. Phil and Jace, you know, throw a little outcast in there every once in a while, but we're so far out. No, we're not. No, that would just be irresponsible on them to invite us there. So.
What is it?
I don't want to win.
Because I'm the guy at the Clove Awards that's going to go back there and ask where the gin and tonic is.
I've made it. I'm with Maynard G. Krebs.
You know what I mean? I don't drink, but at an award show, I'd probably have a gin and tonic. And they're probably like, sir, we don't serve that here.
These are non-denominational folks. They probably
Oh, these are the folks that talk to each other in the liquor store. That's good. Not the ones that like the other one ain't there.
I have no idea if any of that's
true. Oh, hey, they don't know they're there.
Uh-oh, Beth. Shh. So Sadie is hosting.
Yeah, see, the best gig we got is that Sadie writes a skit that involves Cy.
What is it?
And he gets to wear a Duck Call Room t-shirt. That's the best chance we've got to be on the Clove Awards.
Amen.
Right there.
Like, amen.
That's. But I don't know if they let like the host write their own skits or not. So
I think they tried that with John Crist and it didn't work.
It failed on him. Hey, but he was on our podcast. Hey. So again, another shining example of why we won't be there. You know, and he continues to wear our hats everywhere he goes, which makes me giggle every time. Because I'm like, when we ordered those hats, I was like, man, those are some of the most atrocious hats I've ever seen. And hey, John Chris loves them.
Well, you got to remember.
That's why.
Yeah. In retail, if you're only buying stuff you like, it's not going to be a very good store.
Yeah. Huh. That's true.
You got to buy the stuff weirdos like.
Which he made a good point the other day, and I'm not trying to steal it. Do y'all sell the fish hooks that go on hats? Still,
where are we going with this? Before
I'm just curious. Do y'all have the option to purchase a bent fish hook to put on your hat?
$2 and they sell loads of them.
They buy them by the
It's not
dozens,
my favorite
boys.
Thing people do.
Yeah,
it's not my like when people are like, "Oh, cool."
But
hat.
did you at one point have a fish hook on your hat?
I have never done it.
Really,
never.
Standing strong,
Goblin.
Oh, he's standing strong.
When you worked at that paper mill, do you have a fish hook
I'm
on your hat?
I'm trying to think.
You did.
I don't know.
Quit playing.
You for sure did.
Absolutely. I did. Sure. I had gold and silver. I'd swap it out for the occasion.
I got red, white, and blue ones now, son.
Oh, wow.
What?
America.
Eagle Claw.
America.
But the gold ones by the counter, I mean, for me, just personal opinion, I don't like it. I don't like the look. You got a cool hat, don't put a hook on it.
I was just curious.
But we sell a load.
Why run a good hat?
I know. And it's the hook.
Si? Do you have a fish hook on your hat?
Nope.
Have you ever worn any hat accessories?
I've had a bait on my hat.
I have had that.
Yeah. Have you had a feather in your cap?
When I was walking.
Yeah, I've done that.
Did you call it macaroni?
No.
What happened to that hat that you used to have in here with all the feathers in it? Your like German hunting hat.
Oh, yeah. It's at home. He took it home with him.
Somebody took it.
He just looked under his bunk.
Okay. Somebody took it.
Oh,
it was up on the...
Hat accessories. Hat accessories are interesting to me.
Is that what? Where were you going with that?
I was just curious. Well, because he made that. You know, Chris made that deal. There's a bunch of stuff on Instagram, and here's where I was going with that. So I went and sat down and chatted with John Godwin the other day at our other warehouse where the duck calls are built, and we're just sitting there talking. And I happened to look over, and there's a hat where Stone used to sit. I'm not sure if Stone still sits there, and it has a fish hook on it. So I took a picture and texted to Mr. Crist and said, "Don't mess with our people."
Oh, was he against it?
Well, he was just like, "I don't understand it."
I
agree. I don't necessarily understand hat accessories. I also don't understand Croc accessories. Like, why do you fill up them little holes on Crocs?
That go on the back of the Crocs.
Yeah,
I can get behind that.
Really.
I mean, that's cool.
You mean you're going to be on your horse with Crocs on?
First off, I'm not.
Yeah, me and you got trust issues with horses.
I'm not getting on a horse ever. Yeah. So, but
you're not a horse man?
No.
You don't like horses?
If that horse decides it wants you dead, you're dead. Luckily, the horses don't decide that a lot. I don't trust any animal that I can't beat hand to hand. And a horse is what? Like, if I punch a horse,
Where do you draw the line? What animal can you beat hand? What's the largest animal you feel like you stand a chance with hand to hand?
Basset hounds.
Ant.
Weenie dogs.
Weenie dogs
feisty now.
No, your boy you grew up with.
Who?
That lives in my neighborhood in the corner with the guard dogs. That Carter literally says, "Hello, guard dogs."
The Breens?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Them dogs are scary. I go outside, go on a walk,
German Shepherd?
Or go to run. What are them things?
They're Malinois dogs, right? Or whatever.
They're big
Belgian.
I mean, they look like the mean ones on every cartoon you've ever seen a mean dog about. And you'll be walking with your headphones in, all of a sudden you'll hear, and you're like.
But they know exactly where that invisible fence is.
And I'm waiting for the day they don't, and then I'm dinner.
Oh, they can come through.
I turn around.
They can, but they just know better. I think they realize it ain't worth it.
They've never passed, but when I tell you I've stopped, I just stop. I'm like, nope, I'm not walking past this area. This is your, you win, animals.
This
so you would never apply for be a mailman?
No.
Nope.
He wouldn't be a mailman.
Have I ever told you about the time the FedEx man cussed out Dublin?
Huh.
Who's
this is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
He cussed your dog?
Oh, he just dog cussed him, for lack of a better term.
Oh, wow.
I heard something. At my old house, there was a fence all the way around. I lived on an acre. There was a fence all the way around.
Chain link.
Yeah, chain link. Not a nice fence.
Yeah.
And you could close the gate on the driveway, and I would do that and let my dog play in the yard. Well, all of a sudden, I heard a racket, and I go look out the window, and this dude is running full speed away from something. I'm like, what could he be running from? The only thing in the yard is a overweight basset hound.
Yeah, and he ain't going to catch you.
He jumps over the gate, and I was like, that was the most athletic thing I've seen today or yesterday. And then he turns around, and here comes Dublin just trying to survive, like not pass out from running 50 yards.
He wants him to pet him.
Yeah, and he starts barking at him, and that dude turned around and said, I can't say what he said to Dublin, but he was.
Now that'll definitely throw our Clove Award out.
Yeah. I mean, he was angry that my dog would chase him, and I was like, you can't beat up a basset hound.
Yeah, you can't make three quick steps and get away from him.
Yeah, I would win there, but yeah, the dogs in the neighborhood in the corner, they're terrifying. They're guard dogs.
I love
it. What animal could you beat hand to hand?
All of them.
What's your peak?
Oh, he watched his neighbor punch that bull that time.
Hey, that's it. I watched a man kill a grown bull.
Yeah. Then they had a barbecue.
A breeding bull.
You know?
$20,000, to matter of fact. How would you like to waste $20,000 that you just bought?
Did you eat it?
Hey, look. Hey, his wife come out there. She was watching it all. His wife come out there. She said, what are we going to do now? He said, call the neighbors. We're fixing to have a party and a barbecue.
Sounds like.
Hey, we put that baby on spit.
Going.
I can look around my house and tell you places I wasted $20,000 that didn't make near as cool of a story as knocking on the door.
Oh, that was wild. Mm-hmm. He used to play. Now, you got to think about it. This guy was about 6'4", probably 340, and no fat.
Oh, I was going to say he was me in my bigger years, but I definitely had fat.
But no, it's not. Most of
it in my face.
No, his fist, I'm telling you, his fist was big as that bongo drum.
That's not true. No fat at 340?
Hey, yeah.
He would be in history books.
Hey, he should have been because, hey, I watched him kill a full-grown bull on the run.
With a single punch.
With a punch right here.
Back in the Old Testament.
Right there.
They called him Judge Samson. Did they cut his hair and he lose all his
strength? Thinking about writing any new comics. Hey. This would be a good leadoff.
I need to interrupt for a second.
Go ahead.
So, Si, the very first time you mentioned this, you said it was $50,000.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you
did. Go back, check it.
I just did. I just did.
No, that's something about
episode
50.
Episode 141 or 142, I just checked it.
No, I didn't say 50. Everybody said 50. I said 20.
Hunter's about to get fired.
I've always said 20.
Hey, Hunter, congratulations. You just took over John David as most hated man on the podcast.
Yeah. Also,
I never said nothing about $20,000.
Hunter, because he doesn't have Instagram right now, go back. Cut the clip. I want to see them both.
I don't.
And put it on Instagram.
Hey, I'm not going to believe it.
And we'll be back.
Is that a money tree?
What's a money tree?
I
don't know, but it ain't fruited yet.
Look under them leaves. Well, it ain't fall yet.
Y'all get me a whole orchard of it.
Because you know what they say, good fences make good neighbors. But if you don't want to spend the money on lumber and you want to use wood still for your fence,
boom,
buy you some trees. Make you a nature fence, natural fence.
Dear Morgan and Austin, trees are going up.
Vine trees.
Those are my neighbors.
Oh, that's your neighbor.
I don't know what kind of tree. This says a 1 gallon money tree, and our friends from FreshGrowingTrees.com sent it to me.
Look, I can tell you right now.
1 gallon money tree.
I planted them persimmon trees last year. They're already sprouting. They're coming back. Look, Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S. I know. Because I paid to have my yard landscape when the boys were born, and it was very expensive, and now mama wants to change some things.
Uh-oh.
And I said, I'm not paying that again, so I got on fastgrowingtrees.com. When they say 10,000, when you start searching the plants, it is very overwhelming. But luckily, they have them grouped by zone, so you can just like click on Louisiana, and then here comes a whole new list of plants that'll grow here in Louisiana. So no matter where you're at, they can help you.
That's pretty cool.
Saving time and money. I got limes, I got satsumas, we got everything there. And no matter what you have, you can get whatever you want. They got lemons, avocados, olives, figs, every kind of citrus tree you can think of, too.
Big just tree.
Aside from that. And
do they tell you where to grow and where they're not to grow?
They absolutely do. You put in where you're from, and it gives you a list of acceptable plants for your area and can help you just dial right in. It is that simple. And it's easy to order online. Your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee. And they even offer you free plant consultation forever. So if you ain't got a green thumb, don't worry about it. The folks over at Fast Growing Trees can help you.
I'm about to get with Stone and Willie.
About what?
And get with these tree people.
Well, at your age, you do need fast growing trees.
Well, no,
that's right.
Yeah,
you ain't got long.
I need something. Jump up there quick, boy. because I would love to plant a bunch of citrus fruit.
Yeah.
On Phil's property.
You can do it.
Yeah. To feed the critters. Oh,
so whether you're looking to add privacy, shade, or natural beauty to your yard, Fast Growing Trees has in-house expert ready to help you make the right selection with growing and care advice available 24/7. You can talk to a plant expert about your soil type, landscape design, how to take care of your plants, and everything else you need. No green thumb is required. They'll help you, cultivate a green
thumb. Cultivate.
Right now, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants, and listeners to our show get an additional 15% off when using the code DUCK at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offer is valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's right, because I'm fixing to be called. This was one of them things they fixed in post, because I didn't say $50,000. You just paid something like $50,000 for that breeding bull. What are we going to do now?
That's you, big dog.
Hey.
That's you.
Somebody has been playing with the editor. They fixed that.
He post. Said it to
you. Hey, I never said that.
Never said
I'll tell you, hey, technology is amazing. I said,
that's ChatGPT, baby.
Because I've told this story 1,000 times, and it's never went above $20,000.
Yeah, it did one time.
Never.
Nah, that was you.
That was post. That's fixing them.
How did they change 20 to 50?
Hey, 95%. Don't ask me. I don't know, but I've never said 20 or 50,000.
Si, this ain't Hollywood. We ain't got no budget.
Yeah, it is.
We ain't got that kind of money. Yeah,
to change.
If,
all kind of,
if Hunter
all kind
could
of
do
stuff.
That, he wouldn't be working here.
Oh, yeah. Amen. It would.
He'd be getting Clove Awards for Joe Rogan.
Well, if I said it, I wasn't there that day. I was out of my body.
Oh, man.
It was somebody else. It was somebody else filled in that day.
I ain't stupid. I'm funny.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, no, I'm telling you.
I ain't dumb. I'm funny.
I wasn't there that day. I'm telling you.
Put it on a
T-shirt. I never said that.
You've got the only man that could beat that in court, though. How much you gonna bet?
Oh, he'll beat it on Instagram, too.
Oh, yeah.
He'll beat it in the people's court.
Well, I'm just telling you, I've told that story 1,000 times. It's never been above 20 grand.
Well, 95% of the time, you told it at 20 grand.
That's right.
You know, you got that 5%.
Hey, I don't know where that little deal snuck in.
I'm taking you to Judge Steve Harvey over there.
Oh, I'd love to there. Me and Steve get along fine, buddy.
Yeah, you're going to lose there.
I will lose there.
No,
I'm losing there.
Steve's too tight with you. He had to recuse himself from the case. Y'all buddies.
I'm pretty sure would win in every court. People's court. Sages wins.
Oh, he's a winner.
He's a winner.
Why do you think I'm sitting
it's
here?
It's weird that Hunter got fired in the last break, though. I mean, that's wild.
You can't believe what that you
no,
said?
Hey, no, I'm serious because, hey, I don't know how they've done it.
Did what? They recorded you.
Yeah.
No, they. Nope.
It's red button behind the camera.
I'm telling you,
that
I was not there that day.
Oh, he Hunter's about to chime in. Good luck, Hunter.
That edit was because you said, I think you said like 40 or 30,000 the time before that.
Oh,
and Don David called you out on it.
It kept growing like that fish he caught.
I love it.
Kept getting bigger every time he said it.
In the business, we call that creative life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like a dinosaur fart.
That's in the business. In the real world, we call it a lie.
It's like a dinosaur fart?
Yeah, a blast from the past.
Yeah.
You fell in that neck deep.
I got
all
right.
Something to we could make some money at.
Uh-oh.
Well, should we tell the whole world?
Let's not tell anybody.
What about?
Remember when Willie?
Remember the gas stations?
Yeah,
we still got them.
We still got them.
Yeah.
Full-service gas station.
Oh, full-service gas station.
Where you never got out of your car.
Yeah, that's it. And they done all
that. Up to the gas
pump. Yeah, they done it all.
Man comes out, puts the nozzle in, how much you want. I'll give, fill it up. He puts it in there and fills it and goes around and washes your windshield. And he
pops your hood.
You pop your hood, he checks your oil.
Yep.
Never get out of your car.
Yeah. You want that?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't think I like that.
You don't
like it? So why do you stop to get gas?
Because I'm out.
No, you won't go in the store and buy something.
Nope. If I get gas, it is because I have to have it to get to where I'm going.
If you put it in a store.
And it drives me crazy. Once I've got like $30 worth, I'm like, I'm just sitting here. This is miserable. And I just, $20 is good. Gone. I can't just sit there. What am I supposed to do? Just sit there?
No, the man's going, he's washing your windshield, checking your oil, making sure you got maintenance.
Yeah,
Johnny D is way more interested in a service that he texts the night of and says, I need gas before in the morning. They come pick his truck up, gets the gas, called like Uber Gas.
No. And what would be Uber even better? NASCAR.
Oh, or that.
Pull in.
Oh, I better.
That's what they pull out, do that. And it's full.
There you go.
Just like that. And then, like, and if it's not full in 9 seconds, this is free.
Oh.
I'm going to that gas station every time.
Now, you want him to look over everything. They're just changing tires and putting gas in. This dude is cleaning your windshield. He ain't tearing a strip off.
That's right.
You ain't got strips on your windshield.
Godwin, I know you on a diet, but I've also traveled enough with you to know.
Man likes snacks.
How are we not going to, I mean, we got gas station fried chicken now.
Well, you go in the store and get it.
While he's doing
nothing but
just put your wallet in the thing and let it hold there and go in the store.
Put your wallet in what?
Instead of using your hand to hold it, use your wallet.
Johnny D's never seen a gas station.
No, incorrect. There was one in Monroe on Forsyth, and I took a girl on a date, and she was like, "You're pumping your own gas?" And I was like, "Yep." And she was like, "Oh, I've never done that before." We were 17. I said, "Thank you for the red flag. Have a nice life."
So you don't,
Hunter, why are you laughing? If you can't pump your own gas, you can't be married to me. That's a rule.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this about Johnny D, but he's not a fixer.
No. If I got to do everything, I'm out. You got to pump your own gas. Probably need to change your own oil.
And in fairness, though, Hunter said me neither. He said me neither.
Well, hey, that's how I'm high maintenance enough, Hunter. It can't be two of us.
Yeah, I've got to be the high maintenance one in this relationship. I can't have you being that way too.
So you want to go back to full service?
Yeah.
Do you? I feel like I'm about to open a can of worms.
People would come, boy. I'm
do you wish the people at Sonic were still on roller skates?
100%. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
America's favorite.
I don't really care.
Oh, I was wondering because last time you were on the drive-ins, now we're on full service gas. I just didn't know
how far. We get emails about driving.
Yeah, no, I know, but I didn't know how far back we was going.
That seems dangerous.
So, are you cool with smoking in restaurants?
Remember when Grandy's had the smoking section?
Remember when they had the invisible wall that protected you from the smoking section?
You go to Grandy's on Thomas Road, there was a sign that said, smoking to the left. Eating on the right, and my family ate on the right, and Si ate on the left, and we all just breathed each other.
Everybody's just right. Everybody's
maybe I'm weird as a guy who's partaken in a few cigarettes in his life. I mean, I was young once. I never wanted to like take a bite of burrito and a drag of a cigarette. I just never understood why you want smoke on the inside.
There ain't nothing like a black and mild followed by some eggs and bacon.
No, I get multitasking, but that just seems complicated.
Well, it's like you said, everything you expected, so to speak.
Swisher sweets and
what
goodies.
A life.
Ooh, I hated them things.
What?
Them Swisher sweets.
Yeah, you didn't like them? Too sweet for you?
No, he used to smoke them. He'd choke us in a duck blind.
Who, Si?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
You didn't know what I didn't
do. Si, if me and you would
enjoy the aroma of the
That's what I'm talking about. It was not enjoyable.
Oh, my favorite one was them Have a Tampa Jewels he had.
Oh,
them
that's
smelled
what
good.
Was. That's what them.
Them smell good.
Oh,
them Have a Tampa
Jewels. I love, I didn't like to smoke them. I actually like to smell them.
Yeah. Them having
Daddy been. Was the same way. Daddy would have like 10 cigarettes going in the ashtray at one time.
10?
Yeah. He'd light one, set it down.
A cigarette?
And normally be playing dominoes. That's why when you'd walk in their house.
That was a signal.
Yeah.
No, I was letting you know what he had.
Hey, it was, no.
Depending on where he put his cigarette, that's what he had left in his hand.
Run them sixes.
I'm serious. It was about this high, but hey, it was a fog about where the light's at right there.
The lights are where my hands
was the house
are.
Yellow?
We're going to, for those listening.
Was it yellow on the inside?
It was white.
Yeah. Hey, it was white.
But it ended up yellow?
Yeah. It was yellow. Yeah, kind of a...
Don't smell
it. Headed towards a brown.
That two before
yeah,
was screwed
that's
into.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the color
that's
of your
what color. That's what color it was. It was stained with nicotine.
That has to be good for lungs.
Oh absolutely. It's great for it.
That's why I got COPD. Big dummy.
I haven't smoked.
Hey, don't be telling these people, hey, smoke is not good for you.
It's terrible.
I think they recognize the sarcasm in his voice.
Okay,
at least I hope
so. Sure. Oh, no, my mom
that's
and.
That's like that old, what was that old woman on the Dalmatian, 101 Dalmatian?
Cruella de Vil?
Yeah, she had the tip on her.
Mm-hmm. That don't make any difference.
But that was a fancy one. Like, cigarettes that got way out here.
Me and her in my younger 20s would have burned some heaters together. That's all I'm saying. We should take a break. Kids, don't smoke. You know what I love about Mike Lindell, Martin?
He's a great American.
That. And he just has a passion to help us all sleep like we're Cy Robertson.
I know. He's got my pillow.
I know. And it's my pillow and your pillow.
His pillow. Their pillow.
And you know what else it is? It's the world's best pillow. And now we'll guess what?
Go ahead.
Famous Giza Dream Sheets.
Yeah. So if the pillow wasn't enough and you needed to be extra cozy when you go to sleep, he got you. You can wrap yourself up. And some cotton from Giza.
That's right.
And you can dream all night long.
Your friends will be calling you Cozy McCozerson.
I guarantee you. They are the best sheets you will ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98. King size for just $69.98. The lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. But not on this podcast, dadgummit. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on the MyPillow products. So whether you're wearing the robes, whether you're like Queen Brittany walking around in her My Slippers all the time, every day, all day, that's what she does.
I might have to give me a pair of blue slippers.
Blue suede slippers? I don't know if they got suede.
Yeah, we'll go with my blue robe.
Oh, boy.
Is that your TV robe or your bedtime robe?
Well,
I only want to see the TV robe.
Shower robe.
Don't want to.
It's my
sure
TV
about.
Robe.
It's his everyday
it's my
robe.
Stylish robe.
And don't forget them towels that actually dry you out.
Hey, that's
they
it,
do.
Boys.
So no matter what you are after, they've got you covered. And to get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for $59.98 and king size for $69.98. You will also get 60% off the original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com/duck
and order today.
And enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137.
Quit fooling around and order the thing today.
Godwin, here's my thing.
What?
Are you the kind of person that doesn't like self-checkout at the grocery store?
No, I do that.
Because that's the single greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, yeah. Disagree.
Way quicker. No. Way quicker.
Disagree.
I'm better at every one of their jobs than they are. And I will check myself out. Best Big Matter. I can check myself out more accurately and faster and better and get
Let me tell you my problem with it.
Can't read the tabloids.
I'm with him, and I don't even know what the problem is.
You don't know which alien Tom Cruise has been making out with?
I used to read those too.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, that's not what I meant. My problem is if I do that,
amen,
I should receive a 10% discount.
That's exactly right.
Now,
for there not having to be an employee there. Why is it
20?
How do they justify it being the same price if I do it or if they're paying an employee to do it?
I'll pay them extra to keep that person away from me my own thing. Because I'm better.
I agree with that. Just wait till next year. We'll be unloading trucks and stocking shelves.
That's what I'm saying. Where does it end?
That's right.
Like, on that part,
I think
where
it ends itself.
It end?
Oh, that's where they want to go with it. It's just what he said.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sign me up for the app that's NASCAR for groceries. I pull into a parking lot.
There ought to be, for me, there ought to be some sort of incentive if you do it yourself.
That's exactly right. I'm with you.
There is.
What?
You miss a few things. I'm just kidding. Do not do that.
Oh,
I've never done that.
See?
That was a joke.
See?
That was a joke.
Yeah.
Sinners.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You slide them ribeyes up under that package of soup mix.
Yeah.
Golly, look at that.
Oh, look at that. Uh-oh.
You think?
That's dumb. You should put it on top because the barcode's underneath. I sound like somebody that's done that. I've indicted myself.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Shop at Super One.
Podcast ain't safe. Denny Hamlin got penalized.
I'm just
something he done 2 weeks later.
There should be some sort of
compensation.
Yeah.
It's the word you're looking for.
Incentive.
The incentive is
incentive.
I don't have to make small talk with the person going
too
slow.
That's what they're saying. The incentive is speed.
I don't want to talk to you because then you can't do your job, right?
I enjoy talking to those people.
No.
And I enjoy actually conversating with the cashier.
Hold on. What's the guy at Walmart neighborhood's name? That we all know?
Montrell.
Montrell's awesome.
Yeah.
He's the only person I want to check out.
I would go stand in his line no matter if it was the longest one every time.
I'll give Montrell
when I see
that.
Him there.
Montrell looked at me one time. He said, "You know where I'm going next week?" I said, "Where?" He said, "On a cruise." I said,
"Big time."
He goes, "It's my 19th cruise." And I looked at him straight in the eyes. I said, "Do you like cruises?" And he didn't get it.
Yeah. He didn't get it.
Yeah.
He didn't get it.
I love him.
Hey,
like,
he works
I know,
for
you've been on 19.
He works for a post office now.
He's my mailman.
Oh, ours too, yeah.
I get Ashley or Montrell.
Yeah.
Both of them I love.
Oh, absolutely. Montrell, the only problem Montrell, if post office knew, he pull up a chair when he got in here. Probably he can't stop.
I'm surprised you don't live on top of the mountain
by
yourself.
My postman don't get out of
that
the
car. That sounds amazing.
No, I'm serious.
I could hibernate.
I can see him climbing up there and talking about, oh, the guru is here.
Now, I mean, to me, what we're saying when you say that would be if I had Godwin packaging duck call parts, just the parts, and they paid full price, I sent them the duck call, and they have to put it together themselves.
No.
It's not checked.
Hey, that's
not
a good idea.
Godwin's in.
I'm in.
See?
Godwin said, I'll vote for that.
Well, the difference in that Godwin is, okay, so now you make too much money because I can pay Hunter to do that, who's never blown a duck call.
No.
And then.
I'd seniority.
I'm just.
Oh, he put a seniority.
I got
on
seniority.
You.
But I'm he's saying, where does it end? That's my problem with doing stuff
it
like
ain't.
That.
It ain't.
It never ends. Robots, robots, robots.
Are you on the list for a Tesla truck?
No.
Ugh. I don't know. I mean, that's just kind of the vibe I'm getting.
It gets cold, and then half the people in this town's phones weren't working this morning. I'm not trusting my car.
Yeah.
I like gasoline.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do too.
And I had a dude in my store this morning whose shirt said "Oil Field for Trump." I know my.
So would you let somebody, you own a small business, would you let somebody check themselves out at the honey hole?
Heck no.
Ah.
I'm real good at it.
Why not?
Why not? I'm real good at it.
No.
I want self-checkout at the honey hole.
Yeah.
Deal with it. I forgot to bring you your thing that I had for you. See, we're terrible delivery people anyway.
I had 144 miners.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'll go count my own shiners, get my
There's people that do that. You know what they do now?
What?
They don't sell shiners anymore because they went out of business.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Take the extra step, count it yourself.
Yeah, over at Mangum. Yep.
I'm just saying, like, that's what I want to see at Honey Hole. If it's good enough for Walmart, it's good enough for Honey Hole.
Oh, that's not true. That's a different vibe.
Different vibe.
Different venue.
Here's the deal.
To break
down. If you ever come in my store and you can't check out because it takes too long and there ain't enough people working, then feel free to complain about we need self-checkout. But my fingers, I'm a check-it master.
Problem is, every time I come to your store, you ain't there.
What's that? You ain't there all?
I come there before I come here.
I mean,
what I was going to say. You there before 10.
Yeah, I go sit and talk.
I was there at 8:15 this morning.
Couldn't sleep.
And it's only because I had to wait for Tractor Supply to open.
Who
sells bees and doesn't open before 8?
Took the key.
You went and bought bees?
No, but I was amazed that they had them.
Oh.
If you ever wondered where you buy bees, Tractor Supply.
I thought you
would have asked Jeff and Jessica, but I had no idea.
I thought you were going to reenact your jingle.
No. Tractor Supply.
They had I had to go Tractor Supply, and they had a sign that said live bees sold here. And I was like, I don't want to buy anything here now. I don't want to get stung.
Do they sell honey?
I hope so.
They should.
Honey makers.
If they got bees. Hard to say. Sell honey.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Self-checkout forever.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count, and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com, and it's delicious.
That's it. Now I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin, with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody, as is proof here. Everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, Junk organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We're on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
Some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nut. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/nut. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nut.
They're delicious.
So I went to Brookshire's the other day. Now we're on grocery.
Now we're on grocery stores. It's the grocery episode.
And I had to go because we're filming some cooking stuff here.
Get a ribeye?
With pit ball stuff. No, but I did see our friend Hunter in the parking lot of Brookshire's.
What was he doing in the parking lot?
Hunter, that's shady.
What were you doing, pal?
We were on our way to Jace's to film over there.
Yeah.
I was told to pick up something to eat super fast.
Yeah.
So I picked up cough drops and a sushi bowl. I ate it in the parking lot as fast as I could before going to Jace's, and I just happened to run into Martin.
What's wrong with that
story? I have no idea. No, but I knew I was going to get made fun of
for it. Windows up, and I think he saw me coming. He kind of had his head turned like this. But
I rolled down my window and said, hey.
Well, that's when I made eye contact with you in your mirror, though. Yeah. That was after the only person in this town with that car. Who else could I think it is?
That's right.
Correction, there are two other people in this town
that
car.
The orange hamster car?
Yes. Two other people. One person has it in their garage and it doesn't see the light of
day. You're the only person with that color car that would even consider shopping at Brookshire's.
Hold on. How do you know what people have in their garage that's not open?
Are you going to be on a Netflix documentary?
One day for sure. I have this friend named Deja and she drives a yellow one.
Hey,
when we pass each other, we wave like idiots because we both drive the same car.
So lady friend lady with the same car.
No, she's got a
boyfriend. What color is yellow and orange, Mike? Yellow, orange. That don't make nothing.
But her dad's got my color
yellow and
Honda
orange.
Fit.
Oh, it's a family.
Yeah.
A family.
A family Honda affair. Fits.
Oh, wow. And her name's Deja?
Did they just really like that hamster rap commercial?
I got a brother named Boo.
Isn't that the card from the hamster commercials?
Yeah, from the old days.
Like with the hamsters wearing the Adidas Russian jumpsuits?
That's the Kia ones, right? The box looking cars. You know,
I got to be honest. When those commercials came on, I really wasn't concerned with ever owning one of those.
Yeah, I wasn't the target market, but I thought the commercial was clever.
I'm taller than that car. It would not work out. I wouldn't fit.
No.
Neither would Martin.
No. Hunter, no, every time I get a rental and I book an SUV and it's like the Seinfeld deal, like, I reserve an SUV. Sir, we're all out of SUVs. Okay, cool.
Give me a minivan.
And what's the reservation for? You know, all that deal. Then end up in a car that I can't get into.
Mm-mm.
I have to just kind of do a controlled fall. I mean, you let gravity take over and catch yourself and hope you don't get hurt.
I don't understand cars.
I mean, me and Godwin have made some of them things on speaking events like beg for mercy.
Yeah. Like, cars are weird.
I mean, you get it. You put me and Godwin, especially at the height of us, and by the height, I mean the width of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we was putting some little four-cylinder axles to the test, buddy.
Yeah, going across that bridge in New York.
Yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
They remember it.
Oh, yeah. That's hard.
You'll never forget that.
I mean, we look like them NASCAR drivers going 200 miles an hour.
I was
in Texas.
A spotter.
Yeah.
And we went through there at 12 o'clock and they looked like
rush
getting
hour
off
here
at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like too many humans in New York.
Amen.
Yeah, but
getting to be too many humans here.
Good gracious, Thanos. Yeah,
you talking about trying
that
to get
joke
to work.
Was just for Hunter. Only one that was going to get it.
I heard a cackle from the cheap seats.
I brought up a comic person that's into, you know, genocide. Anyway.
Oh, wow. What a life. Yeah, we're definitely not getting clothed now. It's not inspirational.
It's a Marvel movie. Hunter's peeing his pants laughing, trying to hold it together.
He is.
Anyways.
Where do we go from here? I don't even know.
Over yonder. You know how to make a duck blind?
Go ahead.
Poke his eyes out.
Oh. I didn't want to go that brutal with it. I was hoping there was something more clever. But yeah.
Shoot. 12 gauge Benelli.
Christmas story.
Smooth off.
Put your eye out.
Put your eye out.
Si?
What?
You've just been awful quiet today. Everything good in your
world? Well, hey, I'm just listening to y'all.
He's just enjoying it.
No, what he is, he's low key embarrassed that he messed up his story.
He's trying to figure out where to put that gas station.
Hunter. What?
He's still trying to figure out how they could change 20 to 50.
It would be a good thing if I brought it back.
Question. If we let the gas station come back and they do all the work, can we check ourselves out?
They got self-checkout and gas some gas stations now.
There's one that you just put it all the up there and it takes a picture and somehow checks you out.
Yeah, up there at the QT or whatever it is. Or
what is
one across the road?
You put all your stuff on the counter and it somehow knows what's on the counter.
Yeah.
And then it tells you the price.
Where at?
I think we've gone too far.
I don't think I'd trust that.
Have you been? When's the last time you've been?
You might get an extra tube of toothpaste or something.
Brittany really into Mexican food. I always make her eat it with friends.
$19.95.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
The one right here?
Yeah,
it's a Mexican. Oh, El Sombrero.
El Sombrero, the hat.
No, my friend.
Yeah, the hat.
Hard pass. I'm a Don Tomas kind of fella.
Well, I understand that.
Or El Jurito.
Now when you walk into the hat, you go sit down, a little robot brings you your chips and salsa.
Really? I ain't been there in a while.
You know what? They just got me back.
Beth's been there.
When did you
get
there? He can't confirm.
I got
what does
call
the
Allison
robot look like?
It's a cat, which makes it even funnier.
A cat?
I got to tell Allison.
Because cats don't fetch things. Like, you know, if it were a dog, it'd be a
little
spot
not,
on. But
it's
like,
not fetching, it's bringing.
Well, either way.
Hold on. Oh, my
and goodness. It plays a little ditty as it's coming to you.
What? Okay. A lot of questions.
Go
what
ahead.
Happens when you eat all the chips and salsa?
Well, you then have a server. Just your initial set while he's getting your drinks and stuff is brought by the robot.
Is it like a Roomba?
It looks like a three-story Roomba if you had to like. Yeah, it's got like shelves. It's got your chips, salsa, and bowls all on the shelves.
We have to go.
And it brings to you, comes to your table in like parallel parks where you can grab the stuff and put it on your deal.
Oh, did you ask for a discount because you had to pick the stuff up?
No, I actually didn't mind paying more because I found it humorous.
This is just an unfair conversation.
That is crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
I like entertainment. That to me, it was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
It's like
it was
that,
entertaining.
Yeah.
A cat playing a song, bringing you chips and salsa. How do you not laugh?
It's like that fancy restaurant where you go sit down and they cook in front of you.
Waffle House? Oh.
Dadgummit! You were supposed to say the hibachi. I was going to say waffle house.
I love it.
Oh, never mind.
Stole my joke.
You can't outdo him on the Waffle House.
I love it.
Guaranteed.
Allison's heard of the robot.
He spent 200 pounds at the Waffle House.
So how many of these things have they got?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah. But he's quick.
It's a quick.
How does he not spill nothing when he turns a curve?
Is it a remote control and a man sitting somewhere controlling it?
I looked for that, and best I can tell is they've got the whole restaurant mapped, and somebody over there types in the table number. Because is this coming to you? It's got like a number on the back of it, like a jersey, and that number changes every time. So I think it's just mapped out the whole restaurant and chairs and stuff. And
I think we need to go in there and move the tables.
Oh, you could throw a chair out in front of it and probably really derail the whole process. But
trippy as he comes back.
Yeah, but it,
well, crash.
It is humorous that a cat brings you chips and salsa.
I've got to go.
And plays a little ditty.
Yeah, when I first started at Duck Commander, they did lunch.
They needed to have a dog chasing him. As he comes right to the table.
Dog playing.
It was the same restaurant every day.
Yeah.
And it was this one, so I don't go there because it really ran its course with me.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
The only thing to change now is it's super more expensive, but most of the people are still working there, and
it's way more expensive.
Uh-huh.
That was the only thing it had going for it.
I know.
Everything was the bar done got expensive.
Yeah.
We went to that Mexican place by the DVD rental store.
Yeah.
That's kind of our spot because nobody's, it's kind of low key.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
You don't
like it?
Oh, I love it. It's just a little pricey.
Yeah.
All Mexicans done got a little pricey. I went to Taco Bell the other day. I'm just kidding. But
I wanted to make a joke there, but I know it'd get...
What about the little Latino place? At the Latin food? Yeah.
That place ain't big enough for a robot.
No.
They don't have chips and salsa.
And that's not at the Light no more.
The best part about...
Over here?
Yeah.
There's two of them now.
There's two of them. They got divorced.
I thought it was a brand.
That's why one of them's Latin food and the other one's Alex's Latin food.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if you like that commercial or not, man, but we're giving it to you. You got good coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the Baleadas, those things be swinging.
And you owned our parking lot for like a month.
Well, good.
Boy, did I forget about that. Si, hit us with those bongos.
Yeah, bongos to break. We'll be back right after this.
This is turning into a morning radio show.
We're back. Hello@duckcallroom.com. Johnny D.
Oh, we're getting in that mailbag.
I wasn't ready for this. All right. Well, we got to talk about
it. How are you not ready for it? We're doing this segment this time.
He's not ready.
I wasn't ready for the
break.
Oh. I got you. Go ahead. Fire away.
Hold on. Allison just sent me what tree she wants me to order. Anyways, you know where I'm ordering from, don't you?
What tree? What tree you ordered?
It's an olive tree. That's interesting.
Olive.
Any Hoosers.
A green
Martin,
olive?
We're in trouble.
Black olive. Green olive?
Is it black olive or green?
I haven't asked.
Just an olive.
You and I are in trouble?
We're in trouble.
Shocker.
Shocker.
It is rare that it's me and Martin on the same squad of an argument.
Uh-oh.
And y'all the others are not. We chose a side.
Uh-oh.
Is this about the drive-ins?
Are you on different sides?
And the side is that drive-ins are obsolete because that doesn't make any sense.
Well, if I wanted to be like a turncoat, I mean, I'm pretty well aware of what our demographic is. I could have went, yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, the SEC
won't let me be.
But when they say they like Saturday football and drive-ins all over the state of Kentucky.
Oh.
You just said won't let me. Or let him be him or let me see. They tried to shut him down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beth, I didn't know we wanted to do the whole verse. I figured we'd get cut for that. So I just, I went with the two.
We've done that before. Yeah. It didn't even faze me. And I'm sorry about your husband's heart problem, Miss Cheney. Anyways.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
It's complicated.
That's in the same.
Oh, the fans
that's the same.
No, that's the same song you were singing.
Hey, the fans wasn't happy with the
okay.
See, I went back to our demographic here. Like,
all right, let's go back.
I was in Detroit for a second.
I'm all over the
Martin.
We're in trouble.
The people have spoken.
They won't drive in.
And people that don't like drive-ins are stupid. And that's me and you. Apparently, we need to go.
Yeah.
It'd be
fun. I tell you, I read 45 emails saying, wrong, drive-ins rule.
Yeah.
That's it.
Colton's got one in Central Florida.
There you go.
James has got one in Georgia.
Yep.
David Oh, no, he just wants to go to church.
He got Goliath.
Mandy, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Seven right.
Apparently, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Until you Google it.
What will their youth do without drive-ins?
Wait till they're married?
Netflix and chill.
They may not even ever get married.
I'm just kidding. I don't know, but Martin, are you willing?
Are y'all you willing? Need to repent.
For
what you need to do.
From what, hey. The way you describe it, you're the one that needs to repent for what happened at the drive-in.
No,
not me.
I told you it was good, clean fun.
It didn't sound clean if you chased it from the front seat to the back seat to the front seat to the back seat and couldn't even see the window.
It's all, look, it's all about the journey and who you have it with. Look, I even brought a whole family with me one night.
That's right.
Top well,
that gets you to a completely different section of that
well,
website.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's why everybody loves Uncle Ty.
Our club award is gone.
You haven't lived until you pull into a drive-in slot and open the trunk and 15 people get out of there.
That's right.
They charge by person in Utah now in case anybody's like, I'm telling you.
Oh,
I got,
they did there, too.
I got an email from near about 80 states.
Leave it to Utah to be leading the way.
Over here in Utah, we got to try
well,
by look, the
well, that's date nights in Utah are much more
common. That's because they don't believe in birth control.
You
got
to figure, they must have done the
We ain't real far from like treading down Howard Stern territory. Right.
Well, let's bring it back to Duck Call Room. Austin from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Hey, we've left the drive-in.
Okay, so we're done because drive-ins are awesome.
Yeah, and I'm open now. One had a restaurant and like food trucks and barbecue.
Yeah.
I'd go to that maybe. You're staring really hard at the wall behind me, freaking me out.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Yeah.
You know what? I won't say it's dumb. I'm holding reservation.
I'm also the guy, if I go camping, I want there to be a cabin with an air conditioner.
And a king-size bed and a shower.
I just run hot.
Oh, I'm so just fancy.
Like, I'm not even fancy. Like, we can share a bathroom.
Cold.
That's cool.
Cold.
Hey, we did too when we was at the drive-in. I couldn't help it.
So far on this episode,
I can't let it go, boy.
Smoking.
It's too good. Oh, boy. Oh.
Kids kissing in the bathrooms.
Okay, Martin wants a cabin and air conditioning.
I'm just saying, I don't know. When I sit down to relax, I'm there to enjoy myself, generally to cool off, because I'm a sweat hog.
You know it's way cooler than camping? Glamping.
Yeah, glamping be tight. Like, I mean, get one of them fancy tree houses that also has a mini split. Like, there's nothing wrong with central heat now.
Has it got a swing on it?
Nothing.
Everybody that came before me worked very hard to make the indoors this awesome.
Yeah, and I bet, like, when the ones that we have today started, people were like, thank God, I'm tired of sweating at the drive-in. Like, there's a reason they took over. Right.
But I'm going to a drive-in as soon as I find
one. I would go.
I'm going.
It needs to be in a very Mediterranean climate. I'm gonna need a nice breeze and it to be about 60 degrees and the sun's going
way off the plane then.
I'm not going to Morocco.
That's where it rains.
All right. Austin from Kentucky. He's trying to fix our biggest problem that we have.
Here?
Yes. No. What is our biggest problem we have?
We don't have a script.
No bookies.
Sorry. We're off with our group of friends,
our best,
all in this room.
Our number one talent is aged. I mean, I'm trying to think of the real problems we have.
It has to do with our number one talent and communicating with them.
I'm not fishing.
He's the robo killer.
Oh, yeah.
We can't get in contact with you.
That is true. Hey,
that's a good thing.
Nope.
Not for us, it's not. No.
Yeah, it is.
Hey. Austin from Kentucky says we should all pitch in. I'm not doing that. Duck Commander can pay for this. And we should get Uncle Cy a pager.
Pager. He still wasn't.
If I could pay Cy 911.
Hey, I learned how to kill that.
Did you ever have a pager?
Huh?
Cy, did you ever have a beeper?
Yeah, I had one in the military.
So now you know he knows how to work it.
He traded for it.
Hunter?
Do you have any code messages on it?
My computer's just for show because it's still broken. Order a pager right now.
Does that exist?
I'll tell you, I'm going to shoot him.
Can you have a pager?
If he won't answer a phone, he won't.
There's old Phil.
There's old Phil.
Old Phil. Phil Millen just walked in.
Yeah.
Philip McMillan, come sit here for the last 2 minutes. Come squeeze in.
Yeah.
Because we're thinking about getting Si a pager. Would this help you in your everyday life of helping out Si?
No.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to have to say no.
Okay, we're not getting him a pager.
It ain't going to work.
You he won't answer the phone. His show ain't going.
Hey, I'm telling you, it won't work.
Why would a pager not work?
Because it's computer.
There's no buttons. It just beeps and it says, call Martin.
It's computer.
Are pagers still made, or are we going to have to find one on eBay?
I have no idea.
Hey, I'm telling you, if it's computer-based.
Why won't it work?
What we need is like life alert, but the other way.
Why would it cuss me out?
Well, just get him a life alert.
Why?
Yeah, but see, I need to contact him, and not him contact me.
All senior citizens.
I need a life alert that calls him.
Should have. Lifeline.
What help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
What are those like phones that you can only call one number on it, like a ladybug phone or something?
For children?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Hey, look, they don't try
this. They won't answer it.
Look, they don't try this phone business for a child. And that child is yours truly. It won't work.
Time out.
Hey, I'm telling you, it won't work.
I got to go back to the drive-in real fast.
Oh, why you got to go there?
Noah from Oregon emailed.
Left something.
Did you leave someone behind?
No, I just got another email
left some
about
evidence.
It. He's eating popcorn in the back of a truck, and he says it's awesome because he's from Oregon.
Yeah.
And then
very Mediterranean climate.
You hang out.
No,
hold on. Hold on. This is why I'm against it. I'm back against it. You play games. You throw the football. And then you just have a good time looking at other weirdos there. I once saw some lady walking chickens on a leash. I'm out. I'm not going to the drive-in. If there's people walking chickens on a leash, hard pass.
That should make you go more.
No, I'm actually like legitimately curious on what the collars look like on the chickens.
Yeah. Is that an organ thing or is that a drive-in thing?
Probably like
I think it's got a vest.
A chicken vest? Yeah,
chicken vest. Because I've seen them on kids.
Like the bear leashes and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
You ever leash your kids?
Didn't work.
The only thing, hey, you know the first thing I thought when I seen
my kids? Man, serious look on his face.
A woman had two kids, okay, and had them in harnesses.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have said, hey, if I'd had that when I was a kid, I'd have played stagecoach. Because you already got the horses.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, all you gotta get is
problem if you put leashes on my boys right now, they always walk in opposite directions, they just pull you in half.
No, they just fall down and hurt themselves.
Or that. Yeah.
You're like, hey, let's go to the zoo. We're gonna keep you on a leash because you're a crazy person, and then you're bleeding, you're crying, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You just gotta just chase them.
Let them go.
Yeah. Get your steps in and follow your kids.
Interesting. Well, let's follow these kids all the way to the Bible. What verse you got for us?
I don't have one quite yet because my computer's still down, so I'm moving way slower than I'm used to.
You're using for that phone you got in your hand.
It don't work.
You're sitting too close to Si.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And
you broke it.
Yeah, I broke it.
Right off.
Has anybody got one?
Saw it right off. I got a phone.
Here, I'm just going to go with one that's on my wrist. Romans 12:2. Boy, I should know that if it's going to be on my wrist, right? Yeah. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you'll be able to test the good and pleasing and perfect will of Jesus Christ, your Savior. Thank you.
Yep. Renew your mind. Self-checkout.
That's what we're leading with. That's the way to go.
Open your mind.
Take Jesus.
I got it right. I think
go.
I put Jesus in there instead of God.
Hunter, you can end this whenever you want.
Put Jesus in the stage.
Hunter, keep it going.